Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Baba Kalinda here. This is our second part of the second part of our Yiming Zhu program and show. We always have a little difficulty when we try to do this, but we're going to keep at it so that you get all the information you need to be able to connect with your own Yiming Zhu. So our guest is here. We're just trying to pull our guest in. And are you there, Peter? Are you there? Well, I'm waiting for our guest to chime in. Peter, are you there?
Good morning.
Okay. Oh, how are you? Good evening. Good morning. It's morning for you across the world. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Good. Great to hear you.
All right. Excellent.
Here, I'm getting ready to get out of Dodge here next month. You know, it's cold and we're getting ready to get seven inches of snow. So I know you're in the best place. smart people got out a long time ago. How are you doing?
For some reason, I'm not getting your audio. Let's try something else. How about now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes, you hear
okay,
me.
Okay, well, I hear you also.
I'm on the complete opposite side of the planet from you.
Yes.
If that matters.
Oh, it matters when you're there in the warmth and I'm here and getting ready to have 7 inches of snow tonight.
Oh, yes. Man, that's brutal.
Yeah, it is brutal.
Yeah,
we had
snow a few days ago in Taipei, so that was
really?
I got a taste of it.
Yeah.
And then we had earthquakes 2 nights ago. Yeah. Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment if you're on Earth. And we're talking about being able to access places outside of the Earth. So what I wanted to do this evening was, because we only have a short time now, because half of our time was gone. I don't know what happened. Every time we try to do this show, we have some difficulty. I don't know if that's the artificial intelligence that's embedded in the algorithms of the supercomputers playing games or what. But just as a real briefly, because I think we have a few folks listening in from our last broadcast. Let's just give a basic synopsis of what the Yiming Zhu is, and then just go into just kind of play it by ear. I'd like to, as I was saying.
Okay. Well.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yiming Zhu. It's a Chinese term for a family of minerals, crystals, and gems that have the ability to not only glow in the dark, but that they emit a soft healing light, so the light has a therapeutic capability. And what makes these crystals glow are the rare earth elements contained within them in a unique crystalline configuration. So it's the crystalline nature of the Yiming Zhu that is a source of their power, the crystallized rare earths. So Yiming Zhu are rare earth crystals. And you have Yiming Zhu that are both found in nature, and you have Yiming Zhu that have been synthesized by one man in China, whom I refer to as the alchemist.
Yes, it is. Now, they emit that healing light, even though they may not be may not physically see the glow, but they're still emitting that healing light, even though, say, it may be real light outside, you can't see the glow or something like that.
You know what? In the ambient light, sometimes you can't detect the glow. Say with the image of the glow purple because it's very subtle. But if you're in total darkness, they're always glowing. They never stop glowing. They never turn off. 24/7, 365, they always glow. And interesting, the more when you go underground, like I've taken EMU into caves where there's no source of light, and they glow brighter in total darkness. So they're able to draw subtle energies in order to act, in order for them to glow. They can feed on our chi, will make them glow. The stronger your chi, the brighter the image will glow. If you're in a place that's what they call a jingle or a dragon line or a ley line, they'll glow brighter. In sacred places, they'll glow brighter. In the presence of enlightened beings, I had a image that I gave to a saint in Thailand, the highest monk in Thailand. A living saint, and it activated actually in his presence. It physically transformed, and many people witnessed it. So you are able to be stimulated and energized by subtle energy, and especially chi.
Yes. Well, I was thinking, you know, I've been thinking a lot about some of the things. I was thinking about the more people actually get their Yiming-Ju, basically they all become more powerful because of kind of like computer networking. When you put the hive, when each individual bee is searching for a flower to get pollen to make the honey for the group, they are, I guess what you say, individual. But when they network and become the hive mind, they become exponentially smarter, they can do more things and stuff like that. And I was thinking about the same thing with the Yiming-Ju as far as people encountering their own Yiming-Ju and making the whole, you know, the more good people, the more people who are thinking about the same things, moving in the same circles, talking about the Yiming-Ju.
Oh, definitely. That's definitely, yes. In the old days, I mean, until recently, the only people that owned Yiming-Ju were the royals, primarily the Chinese royals, the emperor. And in glowing gems have had a fascination and have been beloved by royals around the world, the royals in ancient India, even some of the royals in Europe. The whole diamond in the crown of the Queen of England is a Yiming-Ju. It glows. It has rare earth phosphorus. So these glowing gems that have been legendary down through history have been until the last 25 years. Until they were able to fabricate a modern Yiming-Ju, a modern crystal Yiming-Ju. Now they're in the hands of people that are healers and ethnogenic explorers and martial artists and musicians and athletes and yogis and people that are into all sorts of, you know, meditators, all sorts of people doing internal practice. So now Yiming-Ju's in the West. And it's starting to, it's really starting to spread. Along with that, there's a lot of fraudsters and hucksters that are selling fake Yiming-Ju that glows but doesn't have any crystal structure.
Yes.
If the Yiming-Ju doesn't have a crystal structure, it will not activate. And I spoke about activation last time, very briefly. And when the Yiming-Ju activates, Let me back up. When you get your first of all, Yiming-Ju chooses its owners. Very interesting. That it's not that when you when someone comes to me that is interested in Image U, the first thing I'll do is we'll sit down and have tea. We'll talk story. And I'll try to get a read on them and evaluate really what they're interested in, what they do, what they want Image U for. And usually during that half an hour of that first initial meeting over tea, the Image U, whether it's going to be an Infinity Disk or an Infinity Stone or a Image U in a various range of colors, because Image U glows red, gold, green, various shades of blue, purple, I'll get a sense of what color is right for them, because each color affects a different organ meridian system in the body and has a very different frequency and different capabilities. And so once I find the kind of the family of the Yiming Zhu, whether it's like someone wants is an athlete, so they want to increase their muscular strength, their stamina, their endurance, the strength and their force field, give them more chi, give them more focus. I'd recommend a green Image U for them. But as I say, someone is like, especially women love the blue, especially the deep royal blue, because it that nourishes the kidneys. It's very soothing. It's very calming. It creates lucid dreams. It reduces puffiness under the eyes. It makes you more beautiful. It's a beauty stone. And for people who are doing ethnogenic work, they seem to be attracted to the purple, because purple stimulates the pineal gland, pituitary pineal, opens the third eye and the crown. So it really activates the spiritual and psychic awareness and spiritual, they call them in India cities or spiritual powers, whether it's clairvoyance, clairaudience, knowingness. So all that higher bandwidth, and purple is where that's the end of the light spectrum. That's where we enter that's when we go out of sight, as it were. It's a higher vibration, and so once I find the Image U for the person, once they have their Image U, the first thing you have to do is you have to rinse it under cool, pure running water for a minute or so to wash away any residue from people handling or touching it. And pristine, fresh spring water or streams are ideal. The ones that have the spiral power, which is a coherent, intelligent life force. So the more spiral power, the more water's tumbling over stones in a natural, it's that natural movement to it that really awakens. It's like baptizing. You baptize the Image U. Then the next step, once it's been cleansed, is you want to awaken it. So you want to place it on a white cotton towel, is preferable, in full sunlight for an hour, and then it infuses it like you charge a battery. So you supercharge it with sunlight. And then once it's energized, it's been baptized and consecrated, then you can wear it.
Yes.
And as you wear it, you'll start to physically, when you're physically wearing it, you'll start to energetically interact with it. And you infuse it with all the things you do in your daily activities. Whether you like, I was a golfer when I was, so I played golf. I wear it when I play, and everything that I would do wearing it is like a hard drive. It would store the experience. So like, I hit a good shot, you get like a surge of chi through your body. It feels like lightning going from your toes through your fingertips, like. The Image U would store that, and that accumulates. And when you meditate with it, it accumulates that zero point. It accumulates the higher frequencies that you get into meditation, or qigong, the martial arts, any kind of other creative activity. It'll absorb the qi and consciousness. And as you energetically attune to it, in tune to the Image U, it'll start to feed on your chi back and forth. Once you get in tune with it and you with it, it will start to raise your frequency, because as a crystal, it has its own harmonic frequency, its own resonance. And, yes. And once we attune to that, that's what really enhances our strength.
Yes, it takes
and
the best.
Especially at night, when you gaze at it. I didn't hear that, Kalindi.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. Yeah, go ahead. Still there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Once it starts to become energized and filled with your life force, and as you gaze into it, and this is how I discovered it, as you gaze into its soft healing light at night, then it will start to reveal itself. When you actually gaze into the light and tune optically, visually to its light frequency, as you start to infuse it with your life force, its colors will subtly change. You'll start to notice different harmonic, different color overtones that weren't there when it was first born. And once it's fully infused, when you infuse it with enough life force, I didn't hear that, Kalindi.
No, I said I wanted to ask you about that real quick. I even hate cutting you off. I hate cutting you off because I'm listening and learning always myself. But it's actually downloading and communicating with your bodily energy, and it sets up a resonance between it and you that brings out the best in you. One thing I've been doing and dealing with as far as the martial artists who've been interested or who've gotten you to do for me is that to under the entheogenic process of communing to go and pull the Yiming Zhu's name out. In other words, you have people now who went and got names for their Yiming Zhu, so they can, even if they're not wearing it, they can call it and bring that same energy to them because it's, you know, it's beyond time and space and things like that. Actually wearing it, of course, is great, but it has once it has that connection with you, once it's activated, that you can activate that Yiming Zhu even if you don't have it and you're on the other side of the world or the other side of the galaxy. So, sorry for cutting you off.
I guess they call that a quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement.
But the reason I think Yiming Zhu has appeared to us at this time, and this is where my focus has been at for the last few years, since 2012, is that once you infuse Yiming Zhu, it gets efficiently, power packed. You get enough of your chi concentrated and infused into the gem, into the crystal. It will physically, it will activate. ACTIVATE, activate. It will activate. It will. It's like when human beings activate, our crown chakra opens and we get this nimbus. You see around the saints or around the Buddha, they have this radiant light around them. Yiming Zhu will activate and it will transform and exude a radiant golden light plasma. And I've observed this. I've experienced this myself. I was told about it by the sage of Yiming Zhu, a very illustrious Taiwanese scholar who knows more about Yiming Zhu than anybody. I call him the sage. His name is Master Liu. He's been meditating and healing with Yiming Zhu for 30 years. And he told me about activation, about connecting to that, using meditation in order to get your brain frequency in sync so that your frequency, your brain wave, matches the Yiming Zhu's harmonic resonance and that it would activate. And when he first experienced it, he was meditating. And he said he opened his eyes after about 45 minutes and his body was covered with this radiant golden plasma. He's been using that radiant plasma to heal with since then. And he's got some pretty impressive, they call Fa Chi. He can really just healing this golden light and heal. But I had one of my Yiming Zhu, which was a purple one, a purple sphere in Ecuador on the 4th of September, 2012, become physically transparent, like it became clear, like quartz. And then this, I could see the dual torus inside, and the image you activated it and revealed itself. And I had this golden plasma field that I was able to observe up close, like inches away, for about 2 hours. And my practice now is that I'm right before sunset, where I'm living now, I'm right on a lake, and so I see the sunset over the lake, and every day it's a golden, you get that last half an hour, the sun gets that golden cast to it. And the Taoists say that's a cosmic particle force, and that, or ionized gold, you can take it into the body through the eyes, you can breathe it into the mouth, you can take it in through the palms, the chakras in the palms of your hand, the pores of your skin. And so I'm consciously gathering this golden plasma and putting it, storing it in my image that I wear, and taking it into my body and filling my chakras with it, filling my lower dantian, my upper dantian, and my heart, my entire spine, my entire chakra system, all my meridians, and sinking it into my bones. So I'm actually starting to really get, it's really kind of a trip. I've been doing it daily, nonstop since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Because the next book I'm working on is about activation, and there's nothing written about it because the Chinese emperors had Yi Ming Ju, but they didn't, whatever they knew about it, I have not been able to find the source documents. They may exist, but I don't know. So the things we know about the golden, about the what the Taoists call the immortal pearl, they speak of that, and they speak about this golden plasma. They call it Jindan, is the Chinese name for it, which means Jin is golden, and Dan means light ball. So this elixir of life, this Jindan, is something that has been associated with Yi Ming Ju. And when you see the art of Yi Ming Ju, whether it's in Taiwan or in Hong Kong or in temples in China, the Yi Ming Ju on the temples will be depicted having these little tendrils, sometimes lightning bolts, but usually tendrils that are extending from the Yi Ming Ju, or the image will be presented with a sunburst around it to signify that radiance, that nature of it. So they've been observing this phenomenon of activation for millennia. And conveying it symbolically in the art, in temples, in imperial regalia. And when I first went to Taiwan in 2010, looking for Yi Ming Ju, I was very fortunate to run into a very illustrious Taoist priest named Master Yang, who at that time was the premier Yi Ming Ju collector in Asia, a Taoist circle that was every day from 2 to 6. I think I mentioned this last time. That's where, yes, I met the sage, Master Liu, at this Taoist tea circle. But all the people that are into Yi Ming Ju, for some reason, they're all Taoists. And so you find in Taoist alchemy, even Mantak Chia is, we've got the Tao Garden here in Thailand. He speaks about the immortal pearl and forming the immortal pearl that is. It's built of this golden plasma, or this golden essence. And so how to actually use Yi Ming Ju in order to create this immortal pearl, which is the Yi Ming Ju in us, because the goal is for us to activate. It's for us to activate, whether we're activating our DNA, I think it's part of that, but it's they also refer to it as they talk about the rainbow body. Are you familiar with the rainbow body?
Yes, I am, yes.
For millennia, the phenomena that they call it X-I-A-N, Xian Dao. And there is a very famous Taoist physician that... They have many temples to him in Taiwan. And his name was Wu Dao, birth name Bao Shan Dadi. And he was born in China at 797 AD, and he specialized in Chinese medicine. And at age 58, he achieved this Xian Dao, the perfect Dao, and ascended into heaven at midday, which means he just turned into light and raised himself into a higher vibratory realm. And when I started to meet these Taoists at this Taoist Qi Circle, and just being in an environment where Yiming-Ju are revered and understood and interacted with, I find this phenomena of activation, this miracle of activation, which is inexplicable, is really the core. It's really the gri-gri. And so Yiming-Ju definitely has therapeutic potentialities, therapeutic attributes. First of all, it's got the cold light, which is very healing for all the cells in the body. It exudes negative ions, which, and also far infrared rays, as do tourmaline and other minerals that are used for healing and for and cell rejuvenation, mitochondrial activation. But it also strengthens the Qi. It strengthens not only the auric guardian shield, but it strengthens the flow of Qi through the meridian system, and this has been widely researched in China. So we have all the science on that. And so it's got these, you know, it'll make you stronger, it'll make you, you know, it'll strengthen your force field. And when you're doing any kind of a soul travel, like when you're doing some kind of like a sacred Athenogen, where you might leave your body, the Yiming-Ju will protect you, seal you so nothing can come in while you're out. It's a spiritual, it's like energy armor.
Yes. Yes.
And even above that, of all these tremendous things it does, it increases your access to the what they call the zero point
energy.
Very key to making, which is one of the keys in order to make, if you want to manifest things that you want, it's that zero point, being able to get into the zero point. It helps things manifest. But even more important than that is the image you can activate and exude this golden plasma. And that golden plasma, that's the elixir of life.
Yes.
And I find as I'm gathering it and really filling myself up with it, I'm starting to activate. And it's really exciting. It just gets better every day. I've never felt better. And I'm starting to see it now exude through the pores of my skin, and I'm starting to shine. And that's the challenge of Yiming-Ju. Yiming-Ju wants us to outshine it. And that's its admonition.
Well, outshine me. As long as I've known you, and Yiming-Ju is bringing that up. We're down to the minute. But like I said, we had some difficulties, and I'm going to talk with the Blog Talk people, or either I'm going to get another site to work with if they can't fix this up. But what we're going to do is, I think what we need to do is deal with our next show. And like I said, I like to do something next month, deal with activation, you know, and dealing with all the intricacies of activation and things like that. And, you know, start bringing our audience into, you know, some of the other levels. When's the new book coming out?
Well, I would like it to be done by June, but we'll see. You know, it's like things always take longer than you think. But I've been working on it for the last 3 years, and it's really coming into form. But I'm having new discoveries pretty much every day.
It kind of makes it out.
Stuff
you like to put in.
Yes, like I tell you that the more I learn, the less I know. And it's really turned into something. I must say, man, I had, you know, I was minding my own business. I was in China to teach golf, to the director of this provincial mineral museum, who was all, he was a dragon like me. And we had his assistant bought in the tea tray the first day, and she put this, looked like a river stone on the table, and she poured out water on it, this thing lit up turquoise. And from that to here is unbelievable what's happened since 2009. But what's happened in the last year or so, it's just, I'm just scratching the surface. The things that we are learning now about EMG, because we're getting testimonials, like you talked about the quantum effect, about many people and having EMG and interacting, and you get the effect of all the people having it, and it's starting to wake up. The kind of testimonials, and I'll share some of those over the next few talks, just what other people say. So I want to take myself out of it. Just what other people are experiencing around the world. It's just astounding. It's just the blessings and the way people use it is just amazing. It's just a whole new world.
You know what I was thinking?
It's the golden age of EMG.
You know what I was thinking? I put it in the when we were texting back and before while we were waiting on the program. I was thinking about maybe not next year, but maybe say 2020 having a worldwide EMG conference. I think it'll be enough people in. Enough experiences, enough people to come and share and those type of things and talk about their experiences to actually have a conference, you know. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on the message and things like that. As always, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. Sorry, this was a short one, but like I said, we'll have it together here. Sure. And I want to, like I said, bring you on next month because I'll be going out on my traveling schedule, and I'm looking forward to that because I have a lot of people now who know, because last year when I went out, people, you know, came and saw and we talked and things like that. Now they're waiting for me to come back. You know, I'm even getting a couple of folks who, are you bringing those back when you come? Yep, I'm bringing those back when I come. So thank you for being my guest and always coming on with wonderful information. You know, we can do the activation.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing as we close, Kalindi?
Yeah, go ahead.
Only way to really know the reality of Yiming Jiu is you have to touch one, hold one, and experience it for yourself. Then you'll know.
Then you know. Thank you very much, brother.
Really
It really is.
It's all and more. All right, my brother. Peace.
All right, peace. And I'll be getting with you next week. Peace.
Right, look forward to it.
All right.
Peace. Bye.